Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies tonight and this week. We're looking at clear skies, and I hope everyone had a great and peaceful holiday. We're looking forward to another holiday this weekend with New Year's. This week in our skies, we have a new moon on Thursday, which means we're getting more time to see that neat deep space stuff and should have a lot of chances to see amazing shows of stars and the visible planets. We have Venus in the evening and reddish Mars and Jupiter doing the show in early morning, visible until dawn. Our days are now getting longer, but since the Earth systems have a lot of momentum, we don't actually see that warming effect of the longer days with more direct sunlight for a few months. But I wanted to, since we're coming up on the end of 2016, wanted to just talk briefly about remind you about the two big space news things that happened this year. The biggest one is the detection of gravitational waves. Remember that happened. Scientists had detected gravitational waves from two black holes colliding, and it happened again. They detected another couple of black holes colliding. Huge, huge news. Einstein was right, and it's a dawn of a new type of astronomy and new understanding of our universe in the coming years and decades and centuries. The other lesser thing, but pretty cool for space exploration, was SpaceX landed their rocket after launching a satellite back on a robot ship in the ocean, which is amazing. Also, new dawn of space exploration, both robotic and manned. So an awesome year in 2016 for astronomy and space exploration. Looking forward to what 2017 will bring. We'll talk about that more next week, but again, keep your eyes peeled. We should have good weather and beautiful skies this week. Keep looking up.